Hello, Jim, can you call me?
Hi, Gary. John Powell here again with Local Splash. Did you get a chance to connect with Karen?
Yeah, I'll give you 1 second. And merge a call.
Thank you.
Hey, Mom, I'm fixing a caller with a guy from Local Splash.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gary and Karen.
Yes.
Hi, hello to the both of you. So, Karen, did you want me to just start from the beginning as far as what it is we offer and how we can help replace, I guess, what you guys are trying to do?
I haven't had a chance to explain anything to her.
No worries. So I'll start from the beginning. Gary and Karen, from what I gathered from Gary yesterday, right now you are trying to optimize your presence online and you paid for another service, but they just haven't really produced any results for you. Is that a fair statement?
Well, yeah, I just started.
Yeah, I mean, we've been with them for a few months and we got everything, you know, we sent them pictures and stuff and they do update stuff weekly, but they're using the same stuff. They're not changing anything up.
Right, and from what I see here is when I try to pull up your profile, even Gentry Plumbing Service in San Antonio, I don't see a verified Google Business profile pop up on the right-hand column like it normally does. So they haven't...
I've verified it twice already, and then they verified it once. And I've even given them control of everything so they can do that, and it still hasn't happened.
Right. So that's what we are trying to, you know, reach out to fix. And one of the things that Gary mentioned to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are currently investing about $275 a month with this service, and that's what we're trying to help with, because even with that investment, you're not on the first page yet of the Google listings for San Antonio Plumbing. I see that I see a lot of the other plumbers out there like George Plumbing, Mr. Reuter, Chambliss, so on and so forth. And I haven't seen your name drive to the top. And that's what we've been doing for the last 20 years is we help businesses just like yourselves that have been around for a while but don't really have a strong online presence just yet. And then we drive it to the top, and we're quite successful at it. We're actually a premier Google channel partner. And so what we are trying to do is, you know, from speaking with Gary yesterday, and he thought it was a good idea, but he definitely wanted to defer to you as well, we would replace what you're currently doing, and we'll give you a little more, actually, for less cost. So our pricing is actually $249 a month, but the added benefit is we include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. So that way you can maximize that listing as well, because, again, I'm sure you know Facebook is a very popular source for plumbing services because it hits homeowners when they're at home scrolling through the social media.
Yeah.
You told me $199 yesterday.
$199 was just for Google, remember, Gary? And then you said you liked the $249 price because it included $100 of Facebook.
Oh.
But yes, we do.
Okay.
We do have a $199 price too. Absolutely.
Okay.
So again, that's in a nutshell. You know, Karen, we've been doing this for a long time. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide, and how it works is, the reason why we're able to focus on your growth in the San Antonio area, we actually had this position open up, and once we lock it out, once we fill it, we don't work with any other of your competitors in San Antonio, in the San Antonio market, so that way we focus strictly on growing your presence, so that way there's no, like, cannibalization or anything like that. I think, I'm not sure if Gary mentioned this, but I know that you guys have, like, Yelp listings. If you've ever bought ads from them, you understand what I mean by having to go to battle just to secure a client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a joke.
So we don't play that game. We just focus on your growth specifically and work with no one else in your region.
So my question is, we have a second business that's tied into the plumbing, septic tank pumping. We want to add that into it. It's just, it can still go under plumbing, but, some of the keywords like,
sure.
Add a few keywords to it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. We give you a full back-end dashboard.
It has its own Google. I just haven't had time. That's the thing. I have a Google up and ready and everything. I just finally the other day got a video. They want a video of, business presence with the name and everything on the building, which I finally just got all that completed. So I just got the video done the other day, which today was one of the things that I was going to do is upload that for verification for Google, so that way they'll upload the Google listing, so it'll be more present when it's ever, pulled up for that, that kind of work. So that's one thing that I have already moving on that, if the Google listing is already being worked on that.
Okay, well, we have two ways to go about it then. I mean, totally up to you. If you want us just to leverage like that you do septic without going to a second Google business profile, that's okay. But if you want us to drive that second Google business profile up to the top, so it's a specific septic service company you're advertising, we can do that as well. We would just offer you a discounted rate on that second service. Instead of it being $249, it would be $199 since we're doing just the Google optimization, and your Facebook ads can kind of target both types of services, if that makes sense. Or if you just want to have it as a separate keyword and all channel to Gentry Plumbing, then we can do that as well under the one price tag of $249.
Okay. What do you want to care? You want to keep doing what you're doing with the other ad and put some keywords on this and
Fine. Yeah, especially if it's already a stronger profile with plumbing, I don't know if you need to generate that second profile. If you want to, totally up to you. I mean, that might just be a discussion with your customers when you secure the customers.
The fact that they're two different business things. They're linked to two different business things of the state. So I can't overpower one with the other with the name. They're linked together. One is a secondary ownership of the other one, but the other one is its own ownership on itself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Right.
That doesn't matter because all I'm doing is putting that we provide septic services.
Right,
in a
but I don't want to make it
to
where it's confusing to people where they go, okay, well, I'm looking for a septic company, but I go to a plumbing page. You know what I'm saying?
There's 100. There's 100 plumbing companies that do septic.
Here's what we can do. I mean, to make it easier, we can go Gary's route, right? It's more cost effective to start. And then the moment you start liking what we're doing for the plumbing, then you can jump in with the other foot and get septic up and running too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because that way I'm not twisting your arm and saying, hey, do both right away. We're not about that. Like I said, we're about success. We do monthly programs here, Karen. It is non-commitment, no annual retainer, anything like that. And we do say that your Facebook ads will be up in 7 to 14 days, so you can already start advertising for septic at that point. And then your Google business profile and optimization on the map and to drive up to the top of that list on the first page, that will take 30 to 45 days. I know Gary said the competitors were harping about like 5 months, but again, since we're a premier channel partner, we can execute it much faster than that.
How many days is that? 30 to 45?
I'm sorry, what was that?
30 to 45 days, you said, on that.
30 to 45 days to get your Google placement on the map and drive you to the top of that list with the other plumbing services, and then 7 to 14 days is your Facebook ads go live, and if you want to focus on septic with some of those, we absolutely can do that. And again, it's a pretty simple process from here. Again, we can put on any major credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, whatever is easier for you.
Okay. it this time. The way you do it here is fine. The way you want to do it is fine.
Yeah, I just don't want to be paying two companies so to drop the other place. You hear me?
And then, so once everything's paid and everything's initialized, how long before the team that does the artwork for Facebook ads and all that starts meeting pictures and stuff comes over?
Okay, great question. So how it works, do you already have your Facebook page or the business Facebook page up, is that correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so all it's going to take, and Gary, if you want to hand this off to Karen to handle this aspect of it, that's fine. If Gary, you want to handle it, that's fine too. But all it really takes is once we're done with the call here and we have about 5 minutes left, then we pass it off for an interview call later on today, so that way we can gather more of the specifics that you want to advertise towards, whether that be location, target keywords, things of that nature, and that takes about 30 minutes. And then we get to work for you, and again, 7 to 14 days later, your Facebook ad will be live.
So do you have, on our Facebook page, does it have, it has plumbing on it? Does it say anything about clean plumbing?
I don't have any. I have two Facebook pages. I have one started up for GPE, and then I have the other one for GPS already, but it's been an instance since it started, so. There's two different Facebooks, for that's why I was asking that question a minute ago, because it's two different live entities, but both of them want everything. And that's why I was asking that question, but if I need to back off the Facebook for the other one, I will for a while. If I need to.
And like I said, it's not so much a back off, I think it'll be, it might be just something that like, you know, you wait a month or something like that, right? I want you to see how we're working for you on one of the two.
Not be pushing doing much more to the pumping service side of getting the Facebook moving, more so if we're going to be interlocking that into the Facebook page of the plumbing side, so it doesn't kind of confuse what's going on at the beginning of everything.
Well, gotcha. Why couldn't you continue what you're doing and they can do what they're doing?
Well, that's true too.
Okay. I didn't know if it was going to confuse things. I just don't want to confuse anything.
No, because you're advertising the company by itself. And they're incorporating the company into the plumbing business. They're going to advertise the keywords, and they're, you know what I mean? It's going to show that we just do septic versus.
Right, it's gonna say like Gentry Plumbing, and then it says, you know, septic services, if that's what you're advertising on Facebook in the first month, right? And, but to be fair to you, you can change, modify at any time, right? That's our job, is to have this more of like a marriage where we're adapting as you're adapting, your service offer.
Another question I have is this other company right now, they had to do something with Google where they showed that they had, an ownership on it so they could go in and do all the changes and stuff. Is that going to affect y'all being able to get it over to y'all?
So do they, you're saying they own the website or you own the website?
They don't own the website, no. I own everything, but they had to have me sign up with Google that they could go in and do changes and stuff to my stuff.
So the way it works, and again, I'm not going to pretend I'm the technical expert on the back end, but we are a Premier Channel Partner. That may be the case as well. As far as I know, though, you know, we try to make this as seamless and easy going for you as possible. So from what I've been told, once we speak with you for that 30-minute phone call after we're done with today's call, they're usually getting your Facebook ad up and running, and then your Google Business Profile. It looks like we may have to recreate that because I don't see a Google Business Profile just yet. For Gentry Plumbing, so I'll double check with them because I see.
That's weird.
Actually, when I click on it, okay, wait, is it 12045 US Highway 87?
It comes up. We have two addresses. We have the physical address that the company is linked under, which is the 562. But then when we opened up the office location, it pinged it under that address.
Okay.
Is the one.
So do you like having it like that, where it's two different physicals showing up?
I mean, I prefer being under one, but it's I don't know what Gary wants to do at this point. It's up to Gary as well.
Because if they're both under Gentry,
if
they're both under Gentry Plumbing, we're gonna definitely drive one of them to the top. So maybe you just choose which one, and I'll select that one. Is that
which one you want to go with? Your the 562 or the office one, the one that's already up and running the most? Okay. So the one that's coming up under the Gentry Plumbing Services LLC with the 5.0 Plumbing and Atkins Texas Open, that's the one that needs to be pushed on the most.
Okay, so the Atkins Texas one is the one that's mm-hmm. going to be pushed on.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then
I'll
is there a way, and I started thinking about this the other day, and I think this is, we need to have, I don't know if this is something I'm far-fetched on, Gary, too. The way we have our phone numbers listed, we need to have them listed as a service number and an office number, because it gets confusing for people. They call him all the time for a lot of things that he doesn't deal with, and then he has to inadvertently come go call her. And then he has to tell what he's doing to come call me, and me vice versa. I don't know if it'd be better for us to have it listed that way with two numbers. The two numbers are working numbers for both reasons. So usually they call one over the other. If they can't get a hold of one number, they call the other one anyway. But I don't know if there's a way of making it saying, where office and one service, the other way they know.
Yeah, so you want to list both phone numbers on the GBP if possible, right?
Yeah, if we can.
Okay, and what is the second phone number that you want to list? I have 984-1964.
That needs to be for service calling and stuff like that.
That needs to be the number one phone number.
Right, and then number two would be the 99-1069 number. That's me. That's office stuff. That's all day. That's invoices. That's stuff like this that you're calling
me. Next to our number, it needs to just say office.
Yeah.
Would you want to say office or billing? Just to be clear
office
on
this. Slash
office would probably be better, because then they know they can call for any little thing. Because I'm all, I take
care
of everything. I'm office manager. I take care of every little thing.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Alright, I got that in the notes here. So, again, to wrap up today, I just want to clarify before I start the process of wrapping up. The $249 a month is the one that we're going for Gentry Plumbing, and we'll worry about septic and services. We want to break that out later. Is that right?
How do we add onto our Gentry Plumbing stuff septic services?
We said we're going to do that on like the Facebook ads and on the keywords, right? So we can advise you. I mean, I see your website is already really nice. I mean, we could advise you on a couple things to put there, maybe under services.
Okay.
If that makes sense. But, other than that, the main thing is we're just driving the business to your site and then with the Facebook ads as well. So most likely that would probably be the best recommendation is to, do a slight detail change on the services itself.
Yeah, I'm
going to
call Jimmy today anyway, because I got to get the other website up and moving.
So, and then you just need to put, we offer septic tank services. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I gotta go, guys. I'm fixing to have no service here in 1 second.
Okay.
Call, give him your...
What time will you be available so I can have him set up that call later for the initial...
Well, I was just going to... Is it okay, Karen, if I call you right back and then we'll just complete this portion of the call and then it'll be about 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, Gary, I appreciate everything. I'll give you a call right back, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.